I got a speech here. And first thing I want to say is how happy I am to see this loyal alumni in attendance. When they asked me to do this, I didn't know what to say, and they said, "You don't have to worry about it. You'd look at Phil and he nods his head and you start talking, and then when he holds up his hand, you stop. He's kicking me now." And that's fine. I feel right at home up here that way, because at home, when Mary nods her head and smiles, I start talking and talk. And when she holds up her hand and frowns, I stop, right, like that. This period of the 20s was one of the most dazzling times in the beginning, high achievement by many people, and right in the same 10 years, it went then to irresponsibility and failure, and of course, the big crash. So it was a time of changing times. I was going to ask all those that went to school in the 20s to hold up their hand, but I didn't realize at the time that you'd be in the dark and I can't see it anyhow. But starting at the top, as covered by the slides here, the slogan was "Keep Cool with Coolidge." And in that time, it was a prosperous time. The country's business graph rose to the very top of things. And then we had the Wall Street boom that was on. Everything was great, except you living here are acquainted with this. Agriculture did not quite share in this prosperity, but still we had good times. And Will Rogers said at this time, "Give the country 4 more years of this prosperity, and people will get so tired of having everything they want, it'll be a real pleasure to be poor again." This period was called the Roaring Twenties, and it was a time of paper millionaires, and it's the tapes covered here, prohibition, speakeasies, gangsters, bootleggers, and flappers. And making whoopee was a target of many a Sunday sermon that I listened to. But prohibition really was merely an inconvenience to the American drinker, because it was only the manufacturer, the seller, and the smuggler that was ever prosecuted on this illegal business. And I don't really know much about that because I didn't participate, but they say these were the kind of drinks that made you fall down and go boom. We sang a song about it, but we didn't participate, of course. And Clara Bow was known as the It Girl. I never was quite sure what it was all about, but I think it was pretty good. radios were here, of course, but TV was unheard of. And right at this time, when everybody was feeling the greatest, and practically, we would say, living high and rolling high, well, the Cal Cooley said something that we old people remember well, and was, "I do not choose to run." Well, then Mr. Herbert Hoover made the news in 28, and he said, "Two chickens in every pot, and a car in every garage." And that was pretty good in campaign time there, but wasn't so long afterwards, and very few people had a garage, and not too many of them still had a pot. The stock market crash in coming 1929, as we mentioned before, and that was kind of the way this period went out, kind of hard times. So as they say in the Tale of Two Cities or something like that, it was the best of times and the worst of times. Are you kicking me? Is time stopped? I guess that's all over then. Thank you.